State troopers say Nielsen and a friend were riding an ATV on the Iliamna Lake ice about 12 miles outside of Kakanak on Thursday. They were traveling at about 40 miles an hour when they hit a snowbank, ejecting them both as the ATV flipped. The Kakanak Health Aid and other community members responded to the scene. Nielsen was killed in the crash and the other rider sustained minor injuries. State troopers say it's believed the handlebar of the ATV struck Nielsen in the head as it flipped. The boys were not wearing helmets at the time of the crash. Linda Richter is the head teacher at the Kakanak School and says Nielsen was a promising young man she saw as a natural-born leader.
Natural-born, yep. And it's not a role he wanted, but he was a natural leader. He was never aggressive in any of his leadership role. People just followed him because he was just a kind person.
Richter says Nielsen also had a passion for expressing himself through riding and a love of the outdoors.
He was outside every chance he could be outside, riding around, learning. You know, through Gary, he learned the history and his great-granddad. He loved learning about his culture.
The young man also made an appearance in the 2011 Day in Our Bay video, felling a grouse from a tree with a shotgun in Kakanak.
My name is Alex Nielsen. I'm from Kakanak, Alaska, and I'm going to be showing you some of the ways we hunt for subsistence food.
Condolences have been pouring into the Nielsen family, and a fundraising effort was started to help support travel for a funeral. In a tragic coincidence, Nielsen's father, Neil, was killed in an ATV accident 11 years ago on the same day. He and 13-year-old James Hester encountered severe weather and died of drowning or exposure 20 miles outside of Kakanak. That happened on January 19, 2006. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.